Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make the way as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you.
Everyone, this is Lush from Lush Radio. We're live in the building. It's Street Queens, the movement. And today is definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, everybody's filled with a lot of sadness, a lot of depressed and you know, and just, you know, wondering what we can do. Port-au-Prince in Haiti was struck by a 7.2 earthquake, which basically destroyed most of the people's homes, schools, everything. And the people are out there at night, no lights, no homes, nothing. Everything is gone. And today we're going to be talking about, you know, the situation. What are your thoughts if you are Haitian and you want to talk about it, or if you are Haitian and you don't know what to do right now, we got some information for you guys, you know, that you can use to help you guys, like, get in contact with family members and stuff like that. I got more information on different situations that's going on in Haiti right now. Also, you know, some of the descendants, you know, from Haiti that are in Louisiana and stuff, and, you know, the people that are in Miami and New York, you know, have a lot of Haitian heritage. So, yeah, please, you know, we want you to call in at 347-826-7722. We want to thank our sponsor, Strictly Bump One, Clothing Line, along with E2K Magazine, along with Diverse Media Group and Gina, Ohana Shop. I just saw a little baby that, you know, they had to wrap a newborn baby. They had to wrap the baby's head up. You know, I mean, this is tragic. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline, you can see a couple of videos of the aftermath of what it looks like, you know. So we're going to go ahead and bring our queens in. Peace, Queen Ebony. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Lush.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I'm just, you know, kind of like still, I've been thinking about this ever since the situation happened, man. It's just crazy right now. Peace, Queen Natalia. Peace, Natalia.
What's up, girls? How we doing tonight?
Man, just, you know, just feeling like, wow, you know, what can we do right now? What can we do, you know? Talking about this whole situation in Haiti, and I know you down there in Florida, Miami. I know they feeling it because they got a little Haiti out there in Florida and stuff. And, you know, they had a visual out in New York with the Haitians. I mean, it's crazy right now, man. What you guys think about it?
What do I got, what?
I said, what do you guys think about it, Ebenisha and Natalia?
Well, I think that, you know, it's very devastating for these people to be experiencing all this stuff at this point in time. And my best friend is Haitian, so I've been talking to her and finding out, you know, the specifics of it. But I just saw that, you know, the 9099 number, I believe, raised like $3 million, and the Wycliffe number raised about $1 million the last time that I checked. So I'm hoping that, you know, with all the money that we're actually raising and the people that's going and providing clothes and, you know, for the people, that they'll be able to rebuild Haiti. I know it's going to take time, and a lot of people's going to have to, you know, actually volunteer, and they're definitely going to need some improvement as far as their, you know, their living conditions.
Definitely. You know, and that's definitely, you know, something that's definitely serious. What do you think about it, Natalia?
Well, I got a lot of Haitians. I'm very tight with a lot of Haitians, and there's some in my family, and I've been on the phone with my people in Miami. I've been brought to tears because, you know, like, I saw today about that little 15-day-old baby who I think the mother didn't make it, but the little girl did. And I just sit here, and I'm just like, you know, these. Someone made a comment on Twitter talking about how sad that people are making mud cakes, pies, mud pies, and giving it to their kids to eat. And, you know, I responded, they've been doing this for a while. This does not just happen because of the earthquake. We have to open our eyes and you know, help out as much as we can. I've been donating money. I'm broke as hell. But I know that I can come up with an extra $20, $30 somewhere. If they're living off of $2 a day,
exactly.
We're helping out a family. You know, we are rich. Even though some of us are very poor in the United States, we got to look at it. We are rich compared to a lot of other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like my money isn't doing enough. Like, I really wish that, you know, we could go over there and, like, you know, help with the volunteer work. I'm sitting there watching them by hands, trying to dig people out. They don't have equipment. They have leather sandals on. They don't even have shoes. you know, and it's sad because to see that they had to turn away some of the flights, the president, because there was not enough room on the airport runway. They're having to be diverted to the Dominican Republic and go there because, yeah, there was no room for the planes.
That's real, man. Peace, Emma. Peace.
This is Lynx.
Oh, peace, Queen Lynx. Peace. How you doing? Peace, man. How you doing?
Peace, my street queens. How are you all tonight?
Hey.
Haitian situation, man.
Yeah, I know, and I've been going at it hard on Facebook, and you know, Haiti's national motto is "Le Union fait les forces," which means unity makes strength, and it's Haiti's national motto. But I believe through the catastrophe that Haiti has made this a universal motto with some action behind it, and it gives me hope to see the humanity in this age of technology that's still left within all of us. The world is moving to help. I mean, how can you not be moved when you see the disaster surrounding them and what they got to endure? And it's unfortunate that it took this, but we're moving on it. All of us, even us that we ain't got people on public assistance are running out and helping. They're giving their old blankets, their old shoes, anything. There's donation boxes everywhere. There's people trying to, you know, there are people trying to profit off of this. But overall, you know, you do your diligence and your homework, and you will find legitimate sources that are, you know, drop off boxes, places where they're having events, where the Red Cross is present there. I have right now something I posted on Facebook, which is legit ways to help Haiti through legit orgs here in New York City. Of course, there's UNICEF, www.unicef.org/HaitiQuake. There's Wyclef organization, which he founded for this, which is www.yele.org, Y-E-L-E. There's www.haitiaction.net. There's www.ibw21.org. And there's also the Clinton Foundation org. The former president is President Obama's special envoy to Haiti. And these organizations are collecting water, non-perishable food, medical supplies, anything that you don't need anymore or you can stand to give away. Everyone can do something for this tragedy. And I'm so proud of my people. I'm so proud. You know, I read somebody's post that her family member relayed a message to her that when they saw the United States come through to help, that people began screaming out and crying and giving thanks to God. And that, you know, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this.
Yo, you got to feel like tears is coming out my eyes right now. Tears is coming out my eyes right now, yo, because, like,
as people talk about us and our money mean nothing no more, the euro dollars more than our, but look at the hope. We're a great nation still. We're still a great nation despite all the rough stuff. And, you know, everyone's dogging President Obama, but he sent that message with the former president, that we are not forsaking you. We will not forget you. We
for
are
real.
Here. And
definitely.
Got our own stuff to deal with. But look at what's going on around the world. It's amazing, and it gives me relief to know that there's people out there that care. It's the world. It's a world affair. Everybody's touched by this. I mean, the images all seeing that posted. I'm glad we're on the phone talking about it because we got to heal each other. It's strong images for us to see. We're not used to this.
Yeah. And Lynx, we got caller Peace Queen 917. Peace.
Peace.
How you ladies doing today? Peace. Is this
yes, it is.
Peace,
live
Queen.
In effect. Peace.
How you doing, Queen? Call us on the 301-240. We're going to bring you in a quick second. I might have a young lady that's going to call in from the DMV that's doing the event for Haiti and everything. Stay tuned for that. They be on the line a quick second. But Emma, man, Lynx and everybody, you know what I'm saying, was, you know, talking about this whole situation. I know they had a vigil in New York, around in the Bronx. I think it was in the Bronx area, and they was, like, having vigils and everything. Like, it's just really, you know what I'm saying, it's like, when I looked at the pictures, I was, like, crying, like, real talk. I saw a baby today, newborn. They was wrapping the baby's head in bandages, yo.
It's just
heartbreaking. And then they also were saying that people already are scamming. And so that only takes away from, you know, people really giving out. You know what I'm saying? When other people just start that nonsense, because it's just nonsense, you know. Why would you want to take things that are going to benefit really others? I mean, you know, we are a rich nation. You know, people complain that we're broke and all that, but we live in houses. We live in apartments. You know, some of us live, you know, government, where the government is paying for where we live and all that, and yet we still complain. You know, the government gives you food stamps and all like that so you can feed your children and all that. They don't, you know about that over there.
They don't have that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They don't have none of those privileges or SSI checks or this or that, or get a check for this, or you broke a finger, or workman's comp. And they don't know that language. You know, all they know is work this, do that, and let me make a couple of pennies or quarter or whatever. That's what they live on. That's what they,
right.
You know, that's what they know. So for anybody else to be more fortunate than them and take away, you know, stuff that's given to those people. I mean, people give out the kindness of their heart and somebody just takes it for gain. It's just horrible.
Right.
I think that's more disgusting than what actually is happening in Haiti right now. I think that's even more depressing. But not to give a platform to the devil, you know what I'm saying, because the devil is a liar. You know, I'm going to go with what Lynx is saying as far as that we are a great nation, you know, and we've always learned to stand by each other. And although they say that we're a nation that doesn't care, anytime there's a tragedy, you can always see that we've always been front and center, you know. And I applaud those that have been given. You know, I have donated, you know. I believe it was the Columbia Prisons that mentioned that we don't have much, but, you know, you can come up with that little $10, $20 or whatever, and it helps. Right now they need more monetary than anything else because it's hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
The food and blankets and all that is really hard because all that has to be, you know, taken either by chopper or plane and all that. So the monetary is really what counts most. And I've seen the numbers, and everybody's giving. I've seen the numbers. Or everybody's repping from the whole world. Everybody's really repping. Everybody's stepping in and giving their parts. From French, I mean, all over the world, everybody's giving. So that's a great thing. Monetary is definitely number one, whether it be $2, $5. I mean, think about it. With everybody in the world, we give just $1. And so, you know, imagine we get 5 or 10 or 20, you know, multiplying that by the millions of people that are in this world. So I think we've definitely created an impact. And, you know, our hearts definitely go out to them, and we wish we were there, but we're going to leave it to professionals and those people that know what they're doing is best, because we'll go over and just get emotional and cry. There's people that are cut for this, that are made for this, that know how to handle these tragedies, and we'll put those people in prayer so they can be able to go out there and do that job and help those people that, you know, that need the help.
Definitely. We got callers from the DMV. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the tragedy that struck Haiti in Port-au-Prince. And it was a 7.2 earthquake that shook the whole entire country. And if you see pictures online, or you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thatsradioonline, you can see video and stuff of the aftermath. People, you know what I'm saying, dead bodies laying down on the ground. Corpses, they're lifting little kids, orphans, their parents is dead, like, they have no water, no lights, no nothing, you know what I mean? So if you have events going on in regards to supporting it, that people can drop off stuff or anything, you know what I'm saying, call in right now at 347-826-7722. Go ahead and retweet this, you know what I'm saying? We're giving out information on how to help, you know, the people in Haiti right now, you know what I'm saying, for real. Caller from the 301525, you're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace. Call us on the 301-525. Peace. 301-525.
Maybe they just want to listen, Lush.
Oh, okay. They might want to listen. Okay, well, call us on the 301-525. I guess you just want to listen. So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, stay on the line with us. That's what's up, man. Call us from the 240-501. You're live on Street Queens, the Movement. Peace.
Hey, everybody. It's Sherella from the DMV. How are you?
How you doing? Peace. Right. How you doing?
Good. Well, what I'm doing here in the DMV, I started a benefit concert. It's going to be Saturday at Pasha Lounge. It's called Hip Hop for Haiti. I gathered up 20 of the biggest artists in this area to perform for the benefit. We're also going to be collecting donations, monetary donations. Of course, people want to bring TVs. I have people want to bring mattresses. I have people wanting to bring anything, just donate anything. I reached out to Salvation Army, and they said that they can pick up anything that we have to donate. I have the artists performing one song at the show, and they're also donating. Each artist is donating $10. That's what we just asked for, just donate $10. But, of course, more, said that they'll donate more. But I woke up yesterday morning, and I could not get myself together. I could not get it together. And I just kept saying, I want to do something. And I reached out to a couple of people on Twitter. I plan events here in the DMV. And I reached out to a couple of people yesterday, and so many people were so responsive to my post on Twitter and to my post on Facebook. I mean, I literally put the event together just yesterday, and we got radio play today, so much radio play that it's really good, but it's just so sad what's going on. I can't even watch the news anymore because it's so heartbreaking to me. It's so super heartbreaking to me. But I did this because I felt like that if I can't, I know so many people. I can plan a fashion event. I can do a hip-hop showcase for nothing just to plan a party just because that's what I do. But this right here would be something that I can say that I'm doing because I really, 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 really care and I really want to help. You know, I can't go over there, and I can't go to Haiti and touch the people and do all that, but I can do something here, and I know all these people, and if I can get them together to get all these donations to help, then that's what I'm going to do. So I definitely wanted to put that together. My PR told me to call in right now to talk about it on Lush Radio, so that's why I'm calling in.
We salute you, and you are touching them. All of this that you're doing, you know, the energy that you're transmitting, that we're all sending out, we're all praying on it. You're putting together an event, you know, which is not an easy thing to do, and you're making it happen. So you are touching them. I know what you mean, sister. You want to touch them, you want to hold them, you want to help them feel like it's gonna be all right. But everything you're doing, everything we're all trying to do, is gonna help them be all right. You know, they're gonna be all right. It's gonna take a lot of time, and it's gonna take a lot of prayers, and we all. You know, everything's catching fire right now, but this fire has to burn for months. These people are going to need assistance for months, years maybe. You know, this is devastating. It's total devastation over there. But, you know, I appreciate you, sis, and your PR told you to call in. I appreciate your PR. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we salute and we thank everyone that's trying to do something because any little bit helps. Even if you ain't got nothing, you think you ain't got nothing, there's always something.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is the first one. The one that I thought of this Saturday, this is the first one. But it's gotten so big that we got media asking about it. So my PR is like, let's not stop here. Let's do something again. Let's do something next Saturday. And we also are doing the DMV, the fourth annual original DMV Music Awards here on Sunday. So we'll also be using some of the proceeds that are being collected from the award ceremony to also donate to the Yala Fund, the American Red Cross International Relief Fund, and the Salvation Army, and there's another one we have, care.org, I believe, care.org. So we're not stopping on Saturday. We keeping the Hip Hop for Haiti thing going. We keeping it going because we getting a lot of response, a lot of people that want to support. we're amped up about it. I mean, we just have so much energy, so we're going to keep it moving here in the DMV.
Yeah, we're going to definitely support that, the Street Queens, the movement. We got all the different ladies. They all from different states. So we got ladies from Cali, Florida, Jersey, you know, people from Jersey, New York, you know what I'm saying, all over the place. And I'm in the DMV, and I will be at the fourth annual Original DMV Awards. I'll be working the red carpet with Natasha Brown. Shout out to Natasha Brown, which is her publicist. She came on the show last week with Street Queens, the movement. Shout out to her. She's
Natasha.
You know, she's definitely on the ground. I definitely appreciate her and love her for all that
she's done. She's definitely doing what she has to do. Like, Natasha is seriously, we've done this together, her and I, the last past couple of days, the last past 36 hours, we've been up all morning, all night on the phone, back and forth, emailing this person, emailing that person, just trying to get everything, put everything into perspective, and just really get everybody out for the cause. You know what I mean? Not just for the music, not just for the artists who doing this and doing that, but for the people in Haiti, just for the cause, really.
Yeah, definitely. So, like I said, you know what I mean? Y'all guys got to go support that situation, and not even just that situation. Like, everybody can start their own thing in their state, whether it's like UPS, like I said, it's like, I think it's like up to 50 pounds. They sending the shipping stuff out, you know what I mean? Whether it's bagged. And shout out to Killer Slooty, Cocaine City, T-Bird is actually Haitian, and Sky High and ENT with French Montana. His family is actually out there. They house went down in Haiti. And he can't find his nephews right now, so we're praying for his family to be reunited right now, you know what I'm saying? So he came on there yesterday, and we were talking about the situation. So my thing is like this, even if you don't got money like that, yo, you got shoes you can't fit, you got clothes you can't fit, you got blankets that you got, man. Like, really, for real? Yeah, really, we blessed right here living in the U.S., for real. Because y'all don't, cats don't know being without, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been homeless. This cat has been homeless, but you still can get around. Like in Haiti, it's almost like, you know what I'm saying? I'm African, too. In Haiti, like, if something is broke, it stays broke. Like, they don't have no help, son. Like, they like a third world country. Like, they have no help. And they original descent, you know what I'm saying, from Africa. These are people out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to go out there and support. Like, you can save a bag of herbs. You don't have to get that dime bag. I don't care. Y'all don't have to get that dime bag. Y'all don't have to get that liquor. Y'all don't have to get that pack of cigarettes. You can go ahead and go donate some money, yo, for real. Yeah.
Donate three sacks. Would you pay for three sacks? Donate.
If you're gonna go shake that booty, go shake it not at the China Club, but at a place where they're going to take that money and give it to Haiti.
For real,
you know,
man.
Tonight they got Rebel Diaz at the New Yorican Poets Cafe, and I wanted to shout out my homie, from what I understand, DJ Hard-Hitting Harry, a pioneer in this game. He lost his whole family, his parents, his siblings, and, you know, I want to shout him out and send him love and light, and we're prayerful for him and his situation, and we know that he's not the only one. You know, this is you can't even imagine, you can't comprehend this. This is, you know, but this is God, you know, God knows what he does, and the world is unifying through this. This is amazing to see.
You know, the poor people that support in this situation is like unanimous. I'm talking about the money that's being raised. And then the messed up part about it, if you got actually other people that's trying to benefit off of somebody else's, you know, situation, you actually got credit card companies that's gaining money off the situation, okay? On top of that, you got people that are starting to pop up with all these different organizations out the blue, and they're starting to go over there and collect money for their own pockets versus giving it to the people that need it. Like, I don't pray evil on nobody, but God don't like ugly, for real, real talk.
No,
don't do
don't do stuff like that at the behalf of somebody else's, you know, situation. Like, that's, like, really dirty. So, you know what I mean? But, like I said, people, like, I mean, just like Hurricane Katrina, and to let y'all know on y'all history, too, you know, a lot of this descendants from Haiti, a lot of descendants from Haiti are in Louisiana. Like, if you go back to their heritage, a lot of the Louisiana, New Orleans cats have people that are Haitian. They're Creole. A lot of the African heritage and French heritage was passed on to Louisiana. And you know, a lot of the Creole is kind of, like, still, like, broken down. But that whole Creole and everything was passed along over there in Louisiana. So, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the families from there have grandmothers and all that stuff that might be there, or they in Miami. You know what I'm saying? And along with that, if y'all know, Haiti actually helped the United States of America in regards to the Louisiana Purchase when, you know what I'm saying, they were trying to come over there, come through Haiti to come over there into France. I mean, into the United States. But Haiti basically, you know what I'm saying, derived the plan, you know what I'm saying, to basically look like their soldiers were more than what it was. So when they seen the amount of soldiers, they're like, yo, I can't even fight these cats in Haiti and stuff, and then try to go over to the U.S., you know what I'm saying? So they kind of saved the situation. I mean, I know they did it in regards to save their people, but they also did it. They also helped the United States also, you know what I'm saying? Haiti was the only, when slavery was brought into, you know, you had the natives that were in Haiti. Along with the natives, you had the Africans that were slaves that was brought into there, and they were the only country that were able to preserve their culture within there, you know what I'm saying, their culture within there, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to respect them for that, man. You got to respect them for that, man. You know what I mean? You got to respect Haiti. We can't turn our back on Haiti. These are our people. I don't care, black, white, whatever, they're people. They're human beings, man, for real. So I'm asking you to extend your hand and help these people out for real. Like, don't just talk about it, be about it. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? And I pray that everybody that's raising money, yo, God is watching you, I swear, yo, that's raising money, make sure this money go to the right people. Make sure this money is going to these people. This thing right here is not going to happen or be over in 2 days, 3 days. If you see the pictures that I've seen, yo, it's crazy over there right now, son. I'm talking about you got kids running around with their parents is dead, laying on the ground in front, like dead. Like, it's crazy right now. You got newborns that's injured out there, man. It's crazy right now. Old people, grandmothers out there covered in dust. It's crazy right now. But one thing, the United States is sending the naval ship, the Comfort, is basically a vessel. It's basically a hospital ship, you know what I'm saying, that can almost care to over 1,000 people. And they're putting 900 people from the Navy that are like nurses and doctors and everything on that ship to come and assist at, you know, Port-au-Prince. Because the thing about it is, even if you fly in there, there's nowhere to land, really. You know what I'm saying? There's nowhere to really land. Like, people are coming through ships because that's the best way. And everything you got to do it on foot. Because everything is just destroyed. It's just, like, crazy right now. You know, it's just crazy. They don't got no lights, no nothing. So, and right now people are trying to set up, like internet cafe, set up areas over there so people can actually, you know, go on video and at least let their family know, or, like, take pictures and let their family know that they alive or they okay. Because right now they don't got no phone lines, no nothing right now. It's crazy over there. It's really crazy over there, man. And
you know,
just
the catastrophe, too, is that the prison was crushed and the prisoners have escaped. And
oh,
and they're
God.
Wreaking havoc. They're looting. They're raping. They're doing this,
oh,
you know.
My God.
So I think we all need to also, you know, be real prayerful and send out positive thoughts that this changes, that their heart changes, that they don't do these crimes against their own brothers and sisters. You know, we all are part of the same gang. We're just from different tribes, but we all part of the same gang. And you know, to think the orphanage got destroyed. The cabinet members are dead, but these prisoners managed to live and escape. And it's just, man, is the devil hard at work or what? I don't know what's going on. Good Lord.
The devil is alive, man. I tell everybody to log on to www.bbbb.org/charity. This is a site where you can check out most of the credible charities that basically, you know what I'm saying, have serious credentials. Because a lot of people are putting out scams. Don't get scammed. Make sure your money is going to the right place. Okay, so it's bbbb.org/charity. And like our girl Link said, our queen said, basically, text, you can go to yelly.org, or you can text YELE to 501-501, text YELE 501-501, and that was created by Wyclef. You know, he's definitely like a real ambassador of Haiti. Like, even with his music, he was still going back to Haiti to give Haiti money, you know what I'm saying? Like, before all this, he was giving money to Haiti.
I mean, not just him, Proz too. Proz has been doing that thing as well. That's right. They're Haiti's sons, you know. And that's what it's about, my people. Like us, we ain't got much. We all are sisters that are trying to build up brands, our names, and that. But it's whatever you got to give back. You can't just sit there and watch something like this and not feel compelled to help or to move. And this is how we really should be living every day with everyone around us. Within our communities, within our tribes, you know what I'm saying? There's a sister online. Her name is Petra Africa, I think. And on her headline, she had on her status on Facebook, she had a saying from Barack Obama's book, which I'm gonna say to y'all right now. And it goes like this: in this world, a world where cruise ships throw away more food in a day than most residents of Port-au-Prince in a year, where white folks' greed runs a world in need, apartheid is in one hemisphere, apathy in another hemisphere. That's the world on which hope sits. Dreams from my father, Barack Obama. And, I mean, he says it all right there. That's the world we're in, but there's hope. There's hope in this situation. But you sisters on the phone, and my heart is filled with hope and love for all of you. I don't know y'all. I know some of y'all. But I can see your faces. I can feel your energy, and you all are touching me right now, and I hope I'm touching you. And that's what we got to do. We got to go out there and touch our brethren and our sisters, and keep it moving. Keep it moving. This is not just today. This got to be every day. This got to be every day for our neighbors, our community, our children, so they can see this. You know, it's sad what's happening, but I'm glad that the children are watching this. They're so hooked on technology and on video games, and the video games, you got to kill everyone, get whoever gets in your way, shoot them down, cut them up. And they're watching the world respond in a positive way, I believe, even though there's people out there running scams and, you know, the prisoners are out there doing their overall. I mean, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt gave $1 million worth of supplies to them. Everyone's doing something. Everyone's doing something. My girl Debbie was online talking about her law firm, which is a little law firm, gave $10,000, and they're going to match every employee's donation. If they give $100, they're gonna match it. So there's a whole bunch of...
Hello? I don't know if we lost the... I don't know. I know sometimes stuff break up, but like I said, man, it's crazy right now. Natalia, you was talking about people are getting deterred to you said the Dominican Republic. Tell us more information about that, sis.
Oh yeah, I was when I was reading and hearing about earlier that since the president was turning away, there was more room on the air strips to land. You know, they said with everything being down, like someone had mentioned the towers and everything earlier, so that's when I have started crying, because I'm like, all this help coming to these people, and we have to stop. But they said they started routing ships to go towards the Dominican Republic, so they can get the stuff over to them. And I'm just sitting here. Someone mentioned earlier as well, you know, everything has to go by foot. There's no way in. You know, these cities, these roads are down. You know, but we can't get through. And it's just, I'm sitting here agonizing, thinking that we have our family our loved ones, our friends, sitting here on the side of the roads with their babies, laying next to dead family members, waiting for the, you know, the sign of hope to come through.
Yeah, that's sad.
You know, I just want everybody to donate, please. And be careful what you donate to. You know, I've been really big on the whole the Red Cross thing. Someone was talking about the the numbers we text and turn into. It's like, you know, it's 3 sacks. Y'all give it up. I mean, somebody don't have to smoke for a couple of days. You know, it ain't nothing.
For real, seriously. And Emma, how you feeling about? Because I know you got some friends that's Haitian and stuff, man, and everything, man.
I do. It's just like I said earlier. It's just heartbreaking. You know what I mean? And once you kind of get over the initial shock, I'm not watching the news anymore. Like, I can't watch those pictures. I'm not watching on the internet. Not because I'm being closed-minded to what's going on, but I just can't stomach that anymore. You know? So I'm just trying to stay on the positive side of things. Encouraging, you know, everybody that I can touch. And all my friends, you know, and asking them to donate, just like I would for any of my community causes. You know, Haiti is part of my community as well. So, you know, as much as I can give, right now I've collected already. I've got my basement with bins of clothes and all that, so I'm waiting for some drop-off addresses over here in Philadelphia where I'm at. And, you know, I will be contributing to that. And they said they needed monetary, which was the most important right now. So, you know, monetary, I gave what I could. And I'm just waiting for some drop-off one, because I do have a lot of extra stuff in my basement, on my kids' clothes and mine as well, and coats and stuff. So once I get that information here at where I'm at, then I will be doing that. That will be, you know, my contribution. Also, my artist, Nyrene, is having an event this Saturday in the Bronx, I believe it's 144 between Willis and Brook, and we're collecting canned foods there to donate to the people in Haiti as well. So I know they're collecting canned foods on Saturday over there in the Bronx, and over here in Philadelphia I have some clothes. I may take some on Saturday as well over there if they also, you know, accepting clothes. And that's it, just staying, you know, locked in, encouraging people as much as I could, encouraging, my fellow citizens, because, you know, this is not just 2 or 3 people, you know. Last count I seen, I believe it was already definitely more than 50,000 people that were already considered dead, and that's not the people that have not found yet and stuff like that. So I know the numbers are huge. The numbers of dead people is huge. I mean, they can't even bury. They don't have no more space to bury people. The cemetery, none of that. So they actually, people have to stay just where they live. Wherever they die at, that's, the people have to just remain there. And people are sleeping next to their bodies, you know, because there's nowhere else to lay down, nowhere else to sleep. So, you know, having that image, you know, I have my kids, you know, you think about that. And again, it puts your life in perspective, because these days I've been crying over, you know, minor stuff compared to what's the situation that's going on now. And I'm like, wow, I'm so blessed. I am incredibly blessed. You know, I'm over here worried about I can't get this, I can't get that. But I'm not sleeping in the concrete on the street. I'm not sleeping next to dead bodies around me. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ, I'm so blessed. You know, where I have nothing, I'm blessed, you know. So I just want to, you know, thank God. And you know, whatever is the reason that he's doing this, because he has a reason for everything, although we may see it tragic and we may sometimes ask him, why are you doing this, or blame him for things or whatever. You know, of course, we don't see the other side, or we don't see what is it that he's trying to say. You know, people wake up. God is talking to us. God is telling us things. He's shaking us up, and we're laughing at that. We tweeting that shit like it's cute. It is not cute. We coming to the end, and we better embrace our family. We better embrace those we love, because he's removing whatever's not supposed to be here. He's removing a lot of things, and he's putting a dent in our hearts for a purpose. But if we don't see it, we're just going to keep living through these tragedies on and on and on and on until we don't unite and do the right thing and walk the right path. Everybody's quick to say, oh, But that one's doing this. But look in your own household. Don't worry about what the next neighbor is doing. Worry about what you're doing and worry about what you're contributing to this world, you know. And if everybody would do that a little more, I think that, you know, we'll all have a better place to live. That's just my opinion.
That's
and
true.
I have something to read. I have something to read, not right now, but when we're ready to close off, there's something definitely that I would like to read off to everybody.
Definitely.
Very well said.
Evanisha, you know, with your friend and everything, has she, you know, has she have any family or in Haiti or anything like that?
Yeah, she has a lot of family. Yeah, she has a lot of family in Haiti, and like, you know, they said there's no telephone communication at this point in time, so she's just waiting. She has family in New York as well, so she's just waiting to hear the word from her family in New York, who's actually closer in the, you know, in the area. So, but as me being an Eastern Star, we are getting ready to all come together for the California Modern Free Eastern Star, and we're getting ready to get clothes and also donate money as well too, because, like, you know, Emma said, this is a tragedy. This is a devastation. This is just something that no one expected to happen, but the unexpected always happens. No one expects the unexpected. So we just need to, you know, dig deep and find it in ourselves to make sure that, you know, we help out, because who knows what tragedy is going to strike next. No one knows, you know. So
yeah.
Everyone's, you know, is, their heart, and this is the thing that I don't like about tragedies and devastations, is that we all come together at that point in time, but when we start seeing things started building and things getting better, you know, we go about our daily lives. It's like the tragedy never happened until another tragedy happens, and then we start remembering, you know, the Katrinas and the you know, the Ikes and, you know, the floods that happened in, you know, in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We never experienced this stuff when we were growing up, you know. None of this stuff was, like, taught us when we were growing up. Now that we're adults, you know, we're experiencing history is being made totally different. History is, like, a whole nother different history. And other
mm-hmm.
things are being, you know, are being brought to us, and we just need to know, you know, how we're going to be able to deal with, how we're going to deal with them. And we got to put God first. Everyone needs to find it in their hearts, you know, find their faith and start blessing these people, because they didn't ask for this. You know, you think about living off of $2 a day. Who in the United States can live off of $2 a day, honestly?
Mm-hmm.
And these people were doing it. I mean, and the thing of it is that really kills me is everyone knew that Haiti was a poor, you know, country. Why not, why just start giving now? We should have been given to Haiti.
Mhm.
Because they don't have, right now when it's dark, they're digging out bodies in the dark.
Yeah,
they know how to walk around in the dark and find each other.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
The only thing that's stopping them from building their community is the resources. They've made ways to adapt to their lifestyles. We just need to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, you never lied about that situation. Like, you know, that's definitely something serious, man. I mean, these people have been able to adapt to what they have right there. Like, they basically have been able to adapt to what they have in their surroundings. I mean, even with the structures that's being built over there, like, you know, they couldn't support what was going on with the earthquake, you know what I mean? You know, they don't have that money. Like I told everybody earlier, if something is broken in Haiti right now, it's going to stay broken. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the money. You know what I mean? And I hope, you know, from this day, you know what I mean, that we continue, like, let's not just say, oh, like Evanisha say, oh, well, Haiti, you know, we're going to help Haiti today. Why we can't start setting up funds to continue to help Haiti? We already know it's not going to take two months, a month, or 2 or 3 days to help these people. You know what I mean? We need to start setting up situations where they're able to contact their family, you know, whether it's, you know, computer labs, you know, setting up satellites, you know, helping them with their reconstruction, all of that, so they can be able to stay in contact with their family. They can have a better situation than what's going on right now. Like, we don't know what we got over here in the United States of America. I'm African, so, like, people that, you know how, like, they call the ghetto or whatever, like, we had that in Africa, but the ghetto is worse than what y'all call ghetto here. You know, it's like, you know, what they had going on in Haiti. When I see them in Haiti carrying the things on their head and everything, that's straight Africa right there, yo. So my heart is, like, really, like, you know, losing it. I can't even watch the TV because it's killing me right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's killing me. You know, so it's like, if you can't find it in your heart to donate something, yo, I don't know what's wrong with you, for real, real talk. You know, like, I mean, I don't know. They said, did you set up a relief fund on the show? Announced. They said that American, this is the person, somebody's checking in on the Twitter. They said, Their name is Bed-Stuy Biggs. They said that announced that the American Airlines are flying RNs for free. They're flying in anybody that's an RN for free.
Wow.
All you got to do is call 212-697-9767. So American Airlines are flying in RNs. So they need medical assistance. So anybody that's an RN that wants to help out and they want to go to Haiti right now to go and assist, the RNs can fly for free on American Airlines at 212-697-9767. Shout out to Best Biggs for that one, for real.
I'm not to interrupt, but I was told earlier that it's doctors as well, including nurses.
Okay, that's
so if any
that.
Doctors out there listening, and you know, y'all get paid, y'all got to go through your stresses over here, but, you know, donate some of your time and your... You know, it's everything is bountiful. You do something, and you feel good doing it. So I want everybody to, whatever they can, definitely try.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, for those people that did not get the number, like I said, it's 212-697-9767. That information was given to us on Twitter by Bed-Stuy. It's Bed-Stuy. Biggs, Biggs, on Twitter. He gave us that information. So it's like the you know, current update by Natalia is it's RNs and doctors for free. 212-697-9767. Please, you know what I'm saying? If you're an RN, doctor, whatever you can do, you know, they flying in doctors from all over. It don't matter what state you're in, they need that help. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, if you can support, you know, support Haiti right now because they need everybody more than ever right now, yo. They need more than ever. Like, seriously. We're going to go ahead and bring in a caller from the 646. New York is in the building. Caller from the 646 is back with us and stuff. But the caller from the 646, you're live. Is that 718-699? Is that Lynx?
Yes, it's Lynx.
He's Queen. And caller from the 646, you're live on the line with Street Queens and Movement. Peace. 646.
What's going on? It's your boy Swag, man.
Swag, peace.
Peace. What's
going
on? How y'all doing? Peace. Peace. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love. You know, definitely send my condolences to everybody that, you know, is suffering over there in Haiti. You know what I mean? It's a real tough situation. So I'm just coming in to see what's the science, what's going on with y'all.
Yeah, we're sitting here giving out the information about how you can help with Haiti, you know, talking about, you know, the different activity that's going on over there in Haiti. You know, people are sending out their condolences and stuff like that, different ways how we can help. Like I said, people, the U.S. is sending in a Navy ship called the Comfort that can basically house over 1,000 people and give them medical assistance.
over 50,000 people are dead right now in Haiti. It's crazy right now. People don't got no lights, no clothes, no food, no nothing right now. I mean, people are running around, and like as Link updated us, the prison was destroyed, and a lot of the prisoners got free, so they, you know, running around, you know, doing some stuff. So, like, I mean, it's going down right now. I mean, they need help more than everything. Like in New York, they had a visual. I know they're going through it in Miami, too, because most of the Haitians that came from Haiti, that came, a lot of them are in Miami, and they're spread out. Some of the Louisiana descendants are from Haiti also, like grandmothers and stuff, great-grandmothers. You know what I mean? So it's crazy right now, man. So how do you feel about the situation, man?
I mean, the situation is crazy. I mean, you know what I mean? When I look at it, though, you know, in retrospect, not to be, you know, insensitive, it's just like that can happen at any given point. So it's just, you know, kind of like a wake-up call for people, because there should be a wake-up call. Katrina should have been a wake-up call. A lot of things should have been wake-up. This is happening right now. And it should be a wake-up call to people that are so complacent with the form of government that we have right now. It just goes to show you that, you know, you could have some type of atrocity happen like that and not even be really be prepared for it. So the way I feel about it is that it's a crazy situation. But even more so, what makes it even crazier is how, you know, there's no support for them. I mean, I think they said there was, like, one hospital, you know what I mean? And that one hospital was destroyed. I mean, if people keep consistently complaining about the government, I mean, you need to really kind of calm down, because you could be in a whole different ballgame, you know? And we need to really count our blessings being here in the United States of America. Like, we need to really, really, really count our blessings, because people go through that on a consistent basis, you know what I mean? People are constantly terrorized with these, you know, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, all kind of natural disasters that we don't even get it. We don't even taste that. I mean, if you live in California, you live, you know, next to the coast, you know, you'll go through these things from time to time. But this is happening. This just happened to them, you know, like less than a year ago, you know. I mean, not at this magnitude, but it happened to them not that long ago. So this is happening. It could happen again, and it could happen in the U.S. So, you know, we need to really be sticking together and stop, you know, focusing on the smaller things and start looking on how do we unite and bring our ideas and our technology together to prevent some of these things, like the tectonic plates in the ground shaking that caused earthquakes in the first place, you know?
Also, real quick, mainstream radio, DMV helps Haiti charity on Sunday, January 17th at Bus Boys and Poets on 7th Street, Northwest, 7 a.m. p.m., featuring open mic, donate $10. The DMV Awards is this Sunday at the Hampton Conference Center. I'll be there, 207 West Hampton Place, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. The proceeds will be going to help Haiti. I'll be there on the red carpet during the situation. It's going down, man. Like, people, we need your help. We really, 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 really need your help right now to help, you know, with everything that's going on. We really, really need your help. Shout out to Black Bill Gates, number one, you know, that retweeted, you know, support Haiti right now on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We're getting, you know, the Twitter. There's so much love on Twitter right now. You see how the social media has effectively been able to raise the money to give these people money, our people money, you know what I'm saying, to help them out. Like, If we didn't have social media or situations like this, like, really, real talk, God bless Twitter, real talk. Because without situations like Twitter and anything like that, different things like Facebook, we wouldn't have got such of a fast response like this, yo. Real talk, we was able to touch everybody, you know what I'm saying, online in order to do this, man. For real, like, thank God it's technology, for real. Thank God it's the situations like Twitter, because, you know, we are definitely spreading the word like wildfire, and people are responding. And, yo, the chat room is litting up right now. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tina Fortune. You know, she always comes through. Shout out to Miss Photographics, which is Ashley. You know, hopefully she'll be able to call them, but I know, you know what I'm saying, she's been, you know, busy and everything. and everything. So she's on the PC from work. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about, dedication. Right now she's at work, but she's still tuning in and supporting the movement. She's one of our queens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she does
she's one of our queens.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out and all hail to her as a queen. She's in the chat room showing that support. All hail to Tina Fortune in the chat room. Shout out to guests 3077, guest 3640, all the people in the chat room. Yo, we love you. Thank you for your support. Tina Fortune said, once again, American Airlines is taking doctors and nurses for free. Call 212-697-9767. Hopefully we can get Tina to call in if she can, you know what I'm saying, at 347-826-7722, you know what I'm saying, you know, to drop her spill on you know, her perspective of everything, like, once again, links, man, give them out all that information. You had, like, almost, like, four or three different orgs and stuff that they can support. Go ahead, links, and drop that information for them again.
All right. Give me a second. I got to pull it up. But, shout out to you, Lush. Shout out to you for, you know, putting all of this together and having us touch this subject. This is we need to speak about these things so we can heal, you know, so we can help each other get through this, because these are, like I said, strong images and stuff that don't even let you go to sleep at night. You got it so much on your mind. But I'm waiting for it to load up. But, of course, we have Wyclef John's YLA.org. So, like Lush was saying, you text 501. 501, is it, Lush?
Yes.
501.
Okay, so the information I'm giving you is for people, you know, legit orgs here in New York City. You can go to www.unicef.org/HaitiQuake, www.HaitiAction.net. This is a portal that provides information on the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund. Okay, and we also have www.clintonfoundation.org. Bill Clinton, the former president, is President Obama's special envoy to Haiti. He's over there taking care of stuff and making sure that everything's being handled properly. And here are some organizations in New York that are collecting water, non-perishable food, and medical supplies. We have the Caribbean American Federation of Chaplains. That's 1452 Flatbush Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11201. We have the New York Hispanic Clergy Organization, State Senator Reverend Ruben Diaz Sr. and Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. are sponsoring a drive on Saturday, January 16th, at the intersection of Alder Street and Southern Boulevard in the Bronx at 12 noon. Interested parties can call State Senator Diaz at 718-991-3161. So all this information regarding these organizations or activities, we endorse them, and we ask you, all you people, to pass the information on. And anyone who wants to get this information, you can hit me up on Facebook, / Supersize Spanish Fly, and I'm updating every half hour the situation, what's being done, what's being offered. You can come to my page. It's a source of information, so make sure you hit me up. And I'm a street queen, and I'm doing my part on the social web 2.0, and I thank all the street queens on the line. God bless. I'm grateful and thankful for all you sisters.
Also, links, add to your stuff that UPS is willing to ship clothes for free as long as it's under 50 pounds.
Okay.
And the Red Cross needs Creole-speaking volunteers for 24
hours. Yes, I already posted
that
one. I already posted that one. I'm about to post the one about the free flights for doctors. Now, tell me again, the UPS.
UPS is willing to ship clothes and, you know, et cetera, food, whatever people got for free, as long as it's under 50 pounds.
Okay.
So you get in contact with UPS and they're willing to do it for free. As long as it's under, you fix up a box under 50 pounds, they will ship it for free.
Okay. So I'm posting that right now. And anyone who wants to send me any further information to post on the various networks that I'm affiliated with, feel free to email me at supersizespanishfly@gmail.com.
And definitely everybody log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. We will have updated information on how to help, how to help in regards to, you know, the situation going on with Haiti, and also emailed us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, email us, okay? streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, and any, you know, you want to discuss about anything or talk about or touch on anything we talked about here and everything, hit us up on there. We got a caller from the 347-420. New York is in the building. Peace. We're talking about Haiti. Any words, fam?
Yeah, man. It's your boy TDI, man. Want to say what up to Street Queens, the movement.
Peace,
brother.
What's going on? What's going on, man? I just want to, you know what I mean, send my condolences out to everybody who lost family members out there, man. And shit is sad, because I'm, me being half Dominican is right next door to me, you know what I'm saying? And it's just sad. I can't even be able to watch the news anymore, read the paper, none of that, man, because it's just too, too sad, man. So, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing what y'all putting together, all these charity events and all that, man. It's a very, very good look for y'all, man. For real. It's good to see you coming together like that.
Well, thank you, brother, because sometimes us ladies, we like to hear the appreciation from the brother's side. But more than that, you're welcome to pass on the information, post it on your site, do it on your Twitter, you know. And it's good to hear that you – I had a few brothers call in tonight, and we know that you guys, you know, you internalize things, but, you know, you all got to be feeling it too. And I'm glad you called. Thank you. Blessings to you.
He's definitely a support. He's definitely a king on this show. He comes on and he goes hard on the Twitter and everything else for the street movement. So that's how we always – he always has a home here. He knows.
We already know that, yo. We love TDI. And he doing me a new intro for the show tomorrow, which is going down hot tonight. So that's my boy right there. Bronx is in the building, man, for real.
Yeah. And
for real. I appreciate you, TDI, and you know what I'm saying? I know they going crazy because, you know, the Dominican Republic is right over there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
yo,
like...
My engineer is Haitian, man. My engineer is Haitian, man. I was over there talking to him today. He started a food drive. I contributed to that, you know what I'm saying? A couple of my people contributed to that, so... But it's crazy, man, because my man ain't even the same, like right now. He's trying to get in contact with family, and he hasn't got in contact with nobody, and...
Mm.
People start losing hope after a while, you know what I'm saying? But everybody just got to be strong, man. You know what I mean?
That's real talk, man. You
got to get dark before it get light.
Yo, the phone lines is going crazy right now. Tina Fortune, like she said, she if you go in the chat room right now, if you go in our chat room, you can see she put a couple of links and stuff, you know what I'm saying, the Relief Supplies Bond, Pound Haiti. They got some tweet pics and stuff. And also, Ashley got some links in there. It's HTTP is networkforfood.org. Networkforfood.org. They're shipping the food out too. And like I said, also like people that are individuals or anything that work for Red Cross or individuals bosses that want to fly in to. You know, to help out. They looking for nurses, RNs, doctors, calling at 212-697-9767. That's American Airlines. You can fly for free. Yo, the lines is blowing up like crazy right now, son. We got our peace queen, Natalia. I know you back with us. I don't know what happened, babe. Peace queen. Hey, we got another caller live in the building. Caller from... the 917-388 piece. You're on Street Queens, the movement. How you feel about the whole situation with Haiti, fam? 917-388.
It's all good if you just want to listen.
Okay, that's what's up. It's all good if you just want to listen. Call it from the 301-525. Peace. You're on Street Queens, the movement. Oh, I don't know what that is. That sounds crazy right there. Yeah, call it from the 347-425. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace.
Peace, Queens. This is Lissette. Lissette.
How
you doing?
Oh, what's up?
How's everybody?
Everything is blessed, man.
Lucky to be here, right? Lucky to be here today, right? The ex in the house, that's right. Very lucky to be here with you ladies today. I just wanted to say that I'm putting together a open mic event February 25th, Thursday in the Bronx, and I'll be collecting food, clothes, non-perishable items, things like that, so we can ship it out also. It's a very, very sad time in Haiti, and I really want to, like, bring everybody together from the Bronx and try to get as many things as possible, you know, so we can send out there for, you know, to help our brothers out there. It's mm-hmm. the least that we could do, you know what I mean? Every little bit counts.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the UPS on the 50 pounds that they're sending for free?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay, well, get in contact with UPS once you collect your stuff and make boxes under 50 pounds, and they'll ship it for free out there.
Mm-hmm. 50 pounds. And they'll ship it out there for free?
They'll ship it out for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I employ everybody to get in contact with the local UPS because that's what they're doing right now. And I know all of us as street queens, you know what I'm saying, in our own states, we're going to be shipping out some stuff, whether it's an organization you got going on or whatever. We're going to be shipping out stuff. I'm going to be getting the clothes and stuff that I don't need. I want to put them in a box, and I'm shipping out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shipping out. And also the DMV is going down. We're doing the DMV awards, and some of the proceeds will be going to the relief for Haiti. Also, they're doing another event, Shirella and Natasha Brown. They will be doing an event on Saturday in the DMV. And y'all heard about the events they got going down in New York. You got Nairain that's doing an event on the 17th out there in New York also. And they're collecting food and stuff. So, like, and also Sky High ENT, Cocaine City and all them, T-Bird and stuff, they're collecting clothes or whatever. He's going out to Haiti in March. So, you know, either way, this is ongoing. It ain't just
today.
It's ongoing. We got to keep it moving. We got to support these people. These are people out here, yo. For real.
I have another update for Queens and Long Island. On the corner of 168th and Merrick Boulevard, across the street from the Queens Library, at the Queens Library, across the street from the Jamaica Bus Terminal, they will be collecting food and clothing. Also in Long Island, 247-2 Post Avenue, in Westbury, New York, across the street from the Bank of America. Both places will be collecting till 8 p.m. every day.
Okay. 8 p.m. every day?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something? I just verified and checked. I know you guys are mentioning about the UPS and the airlines. I heard earlier that UPS, that was just a rumor that was on Twitter. CNN has confirmed that UPS is not shipping anything for free under 50 pounds to Haiti. It has been also put on the website, at UPS website, that their spokesperson is debunking that rumor, meaning because of what's going on with the roads in Haiti and communication networks, their own shipping services are on hold. So, also American and JetBlue, the thing about them flying doctors and nurses to Haiti for free was just a hoax. They're trying to find out right now who is responsible, but this is a very low thing to do, airline spokesmen are saying.
Well, you have to keep in mind that
a lot of people seek opportunity in these things.
I know, and that's just really retarded.
That's a double voice.
But hey, guys, we could probably still call UPS. Maybe we bombard them there. Well, eventually we'll like be like, hey, let's do that.
Yeah, Alicia was putting it on here in the chat room.
Yeah, we appreciate that because we don't like to give the proper, you know, the proper information out. We don't like to give false information. So
I heard that earlier. I didn't want to interrupt, but I just verified it right now.
If we say something, we got to interrupt. You can't allow us to give out false
information. Well, no, I want to interrupt when I knew for a fact. So when as soon as I found out.
That was peace, right? Because, you know, we always validate on giving the exact information because, I mean, we ain't the only ones that, you know what we see is what we put out there, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so, like,
right.
You know, people are out there that thought the same thing. So we just verified that all of that was, like, a hoax. Basically, whoever is responsible for that, yo, like I said, the devil was a liar, yo. UPS, actually put, he said the service update was, like she said, UPS is providing financial support and emergency linguistic assistance to help survivors and the devastating earthquake. We are working with relief organizations to transport much-needed supplies and food to the area. If you wish to donate for relief efforts, UPS encourages you to work directly with following organizations: the American Red Cross, www.redcross.org, CARE, www.care.org, UNICEF, www.unicef.org. UPS is not accepting shipment from individuals or local organizations due to the linguistic challenges in Haiti. Services will resume as soon as all conditions allow. Shipments to Haiti made prior to the earthquake are temporarily being held at UPS facilities. So that was an update in the chat room with Ashley also. Yo, this is crazy right now, son. Like, who would do some crazy, excuse my language, who would do something like that, yo? I'm going to go ahead and bring it.
Yeah, the devil is a liar.
But, Lush, you have to keep in mind, though, when there's a lot of destruction and things like this, there's always investors that are looking forward to this type of stuff, people who are like, you know, once the city is clean, we can get our buildings up there, we can bring our resorts up there. Everything is, like, so... Oh, my God.
Early based, exactly.
Everything is so selfish, you know what I'm saying? This is an opportunity for other people. You understand?
Peace, King. Peace, Yadada. Peace. For all y'all that don't know, this is Venice. Peace, King. Peace.
Yadada.
What's going on?
Venice.
You know? What's up, ladies?
Ain't nothing. And we got our King on the line, TDI, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? For real.
No.
Straight up, peace, you know.
But Lush, I wanted to give you an update also. White Clef John.
Lush, we have another king on the line, don't we?
Yeah, we got TDI on the line also, too.
But be TDI, what happened to Swag?
Oh, no, Swag ain't come to the line.
No, Swag is still here. I'm still here. What? I ain't going nowhere, baby doll.
God, yeah, Swag is
here. I know we have another king on the line. No disrespect.
Hold on. When did Swag come on the line and sneak on the line, yo?
He's been on the line.
Look, he's been on. Oh, my
Where
God.
Where
are
you at?
Unless I was talking. You didn't hear me talk. I was talking about.
Oh, word. Oh, my bad, Swag. I'm chilling. My bad. I'm bugging right now. We got three kings on the line, so we just going to let it be known it's three kings and beautiful ladies on the line. But Peace King Renacy, man, tell us, you know what I'm saying, what you feel about the situation, man.
Wow. Man, I don't think it could be captured in words, man. You know? I mean, it's any catastrophe is horrible, but that's, man, you know what I mean? To lose hundreds of thousands of people just like that, you know what I mean? That's, man, I don't think anybody's economy or anybody's nothing in legislation or government system is ever, you know, built to counteract anything like that to happen like that just on the fly. So, man, wow. I don't know. I don't really have words to say, man, but just probably prayers. That's it, you know.
Lush, did you hear how there's how Bill Clinton and George Bush are teaming up to organize help for Haiti? George Bush.
Hold on.
The senior one? Because it's usually the senior one that people want to
talk with. Or junior.
I don't think he probably ain't even heard of it yet. About it yet.
Well,
according to AssociatedContent.com, they're teaming up to try to send help. And I'm wondering, like, how did they help for Katrina?
Exactly.
I had to cry like a baby for a second. I understand that one. That was crazy right there.
Try again,
though.
Try again.
I
thought somebody had a baby on
air. I know. I was thinking that, too. I
forgot. Crazy. George Bush and Bill Clinton are closer than you think, though.
He's probably trying to redeem himself. You know what I'm saying? Dude is probably trying to redeem himself.
No, those two have been close for years. They just make it appear that way. Those two are closer than you think, man. Trust me.
I give it up, though, for Clinton. He's going to be coming out and trying to help. Because they sent him and Senior and Bush out to Korea to get those Americans
Right.
Yeah, the two young ladies he brought back.
Yeah, those two girls out. Yeah, oh. I'd be so happy to see Bill Clinton.
You know what, the situation is so bad luck because it's like it's so close. But, I mean, if you remember a few years back when the tsunami occurred, you know what I'm saying? That was, we're talking 200,000 to 300,000 people, you know what I mean? So, and over in a number of different countries, in India and, you know, all of those closest places that were in proximity. So, I mean, it can happen, you know what I mean? It's more serious than you think. Mother Nature is no joke, you know?
Man, you
what about revelations? What about revelations and all these events that are happening?
Yeah, that's the last days, man.
Last days.
We living in the last days. It's the days of Armageddon, you know, rumors of war and all these things going on. And, I mean, it's going to be things that's going to come that's going to be a lot worse. I mean, we're sitting here relaxing, you know, meteorite just fly out of the sky. We wouldn't be prepared for things like that.
No, that's real talk. And the other thing about it is that, like, people don't know. Like, if you really on that science stuff, you would know right now, just like my man T-Bird said, the earth is shifting right now. Like, you got snow in Florida, son. Like, when did you see snow in Florida? Like,
right.
You got snow in Florida. You got down south that's, like, pipes are freezing. Like, I mean, come on. Like, you're getting cold weather in areas that, you know what I'm saying, that usually don't. Like, the earth is shifting right now. Like, it's crazy stuff happening right now. And, yo, the dude, what's his name, the evangelist that was talking that reckless stuff, like, for real, that's my word. If you are a person of that higher power, spiritual, I don't really get on religion, because I'm more like, you know, religion is man-made, you know, divide and conquer. I'm more of a spiritual person. I'm like, look, check this. You know what I mean? If you are a spiritual person, you say you worship that God, or, you know, you helping people, don't damnate people that are helpless. You know what I'm saying? Don't start saying reckless stuff out your mouth. I ain't appreciate that at all, that stuff that he said out of his mouth, for real. You know, so, I mean, you know, get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Stop talking reckless stuff about people that can't help themselves. My thing right here in 2010, you know what I'm saying? Help people that can't help themselves, like the people in Haiti. People like us right now can help ourselves. We have our hands and 2 feet. We got able to go over there and get access to purchase something. And if we can come up with $2 or $3, we can come up with $2 or $3. We can come up with whatever. We are actually blessed right now, son. You got people out there that are sitting there, don't got nothing, okay? Help somebody that can help you. Help somebody that can't help themselves. But a person that can help themselves, I don't got love for you. That's straight up, you know what I'm saying? If you can't help yourself to get where you need to be, then you got a problem, because I did it, and everybody on this phone did it, you know what I'm saying? No excuses, you know what I mean? Go support them people out there in Haiti, for real, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm
well,
just...
Well, my people on the line, I have to share a couple of... triumphant stories that I came across online. There was a young girl, an 11-year-old Haitian girl, who survived the tumbling concrete of a house while those around her were being killed and dying. The rescuers were able to dig her out, but her leg was trapped beneath the debris, and for fear that she would have to be amputated, they tried their best to free her, and they were able to get her out with a saw. They cut through an iron beam that had her leg trapped. And an American journalist living in Haiti, his wife Jillian, who worked for the Catholic diocese in the city, was buried in the house where she and her husband lived. When he learned that his wife was trapped, Frank drove through the night to join rescue workers to try and dig her out. They can see her hand, and she was able to talk to her husband, and he finally was able to lift her out from the mess. So, you know, there are things happening here that are unbelievable, and the Most High has to be behind it.
Exactly.
And, you know, all this about the evangelists and everyone talking about damnation, I don't know about you, but I know the Most High is a forgiving God, is a justful God, is a merciful God. So I don't understand all that they're spewing hatred, but we already know that some of the biggest devils are behind the cloak. You know, when we was coming up, we knew them them church girls, them high school girls was the one giving the stuff for free. Come on now. Can nobody judge? Can nobody throw the first stone? And shouldn't nobody be talking about someone else's tragedy in a way that they deserve it? Nobody deserves this.
Exactly.
Nobody deserves this. But listen, my sisters and my brothers, my three kings on the line, Lynx Garcia has to go. But thank you. Thank you for sharing, because that's helping to heal everybody. And I love you all, my street queens, Lush, Emma, Lisette. I love you, my sisters and my brothers, and I'm going to go. Good night. We got to get back on this tomorrow because it doesn't stop.
That's what's up.
Amen.
Queen. That's what's up, man. Yo, that's real talk right there. It doesn't stop. Like I said, we got the Hot or Not show tomorrow, hosted by me, Future Guru, and Ebenisha. But, yo, it don't stop. We still talking about it, and we still going to continue to do what we got to do to support these people in Haiti. It doesn't stop. Like, I mean, I don't expect nobody to stop talking. Don't do it like how we do every other thing. Like my girl, you know, Ebony said earlier. She said, don't just go with your everyday life like, you know what I'm saying, oh, we just brushing this over. Like, these people are going to need help for years, like for a minute. It might take 2 or 3 years for them to get on their feet. This is the only
maybe longer.
Every day, who knows?
You know what, please, if they had the right, if they had the money and they had the finances to keep one place to build, it wouldn't have to take that long. Because when I first moved into my area, it was only just us. They built a whole community within less than a year of million-dollar houses. So when there's money involved, they can get it done. All they have to do is have the ends to meet.
Yeah, when there's money for profit, things get done quick. But when there's money just to give out and people see they're not getting nothing in return, but people are going to be able to live somewhere, it don't happen that fast, unfortunately.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. That's what the mindset these people need to be in, because they should get a lot of joy out of helping somebody else with the, you know, with what they've been blessed with.
But they don't know what that feels like, though. Many don't know how that feels like, though. Can you imagine being born with a silver spoon? You have everything you want. You never really seen what the ghetto looks like. You don't know what it is to be hungry or to make, you know, live check to check or be on the system. They don't really know what it is to not have. So it's like, oh, these people, they'll be all right, you know. I'm telling you, Emma, for the toy drive, I approached so many people, and if it wasn't like a tax write-off or whatever, they weren't trying to break. They were not trying to donate or nothing.
I know. I come across it too, and when they come at me with that stuff, I'd be like, you know what? I'm the one that most takes out of pocket, and not only take out of pocket, I'm there. From the beginning of the event, I'm there 5-6 hours giving toys to the kids, you know, lifting heavy stuff or whatever, doing whatever needs to be done for the event. And I don't do a tax write-off. So if I don't do it, and I'm the one that puts the majority of not only monetary, but I'm there sweating and doing it all, then I'm not going to condone on anybody else. Either you do it from your heart or you don't do it at all. Because either way, it's going to get done. And that should be like our attitude for everything, for this, you know, for the Haiti people, for just everything that you want to do in life. You just got to, you know, push, and keep pushing. Because for one door that closes, there's nine that's going to open. So we just got to keep on, you know, knocking.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk. I'm going to go ahead and play this song right here dedicated to the people in Haiti. I played it earlier. It's called Lord, I Need You Now by Smokey Norfolk. I want you guys, you know what I'm saying, you know, while the song is playing, I want you guys to send out your prayers, you know what I'm saying, for the people. We're going to end this show with a prayer also, but I'm going to go ahead and play this song.
I got something to say before we end, though, Lush, you heard?
No, we're not ending the show yet. I'm just, you know, throwing the transition in real quick. I'm playing this song, so get your thoughts together. Once we come back from the song, we're going to talk more, and, you know, I know Emma has a poem or something to give to the people. And also we're going to be telling about different events that's going down in this week that's coming up also. So we'll be talking about that in a second. So people stay on the line with us. You know what I'm saying? Send your prayers out to them while the song is playing. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to come back in, and you're going to be live with the Street Queens and the Street Kings on Street Queens The Movement. Lord, I need you now. We'll be back in a second.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong, oh, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory, yeah. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man Boss Hog.
This your boy Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy Renesee.
This your main man Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, The Movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
Peace, everybody that's just joining us right now. You're live with Street Queens, The Movement, and you just heard Smokey Norfolk, Lord, I Need You Now. And that goes out to the people that are going through it right now in Haiti right now. So that was my salute to Haiti and stuff. You know, ça quoi c'est, je t'aime Haiti. You know what I'm saying? I love you in France. You know what I'm saying? We love you, man, for real. You know what I mean? Everybody that's going through it. We get live with our kings and queens, MFE2K Magazine, Ebony, Natalia. We have Swag, Renesee, we in the building, and also we got a new caller from the 510. You're live on Street Queens, The Movement. Peace.
Hello, hello. Saint Ives speaking.
Hey, how you doing? Peace. What's up? Well, you called. Oh, that's one of Renesis good people's right there. Oh, peace, man. Good luck. Peace. I asked him to participate. You know, that's what's up. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling. Oh, yeah. No. How you feel the situation, King? Oh, wow, it's, I mean, it's ill, you know what I'm saying?
We just up here in Cali, Northern Cali, we just had something similar, you know, last week, a 6.5. I mean, I didn't feel it, but it's just like, you know, it's touching everybody, you know. It's, whew, I mean, it just reminds me of the 89 earthquake right here in San Francisco Bay Area. That's basically what it reminds me of, you know, so it's ill. I mean, what else can I say?
Wow. That's serious right there. Like, I mean, the situation, I mean, is dire right now. What, I mean, just came to us for a lot of people that's listening that have listened earlier. The Italian actually have given updates about the rumors that were going out online talking about that they were sending in RNs and doctors in and flying them by, I think it was American Airlines for free was false. But Natalia is going to give out that information real quick and let everybody know. Natalia, give them the updates on the information again.
Yes. American Airlines and JetBlue, there was a Twitter hoax going on, guys. They are not flying out any doctors or nurses. The UPS, I know all day yesterday and today was going out that anything under 50 pounds, they would ship for free. But due to the fact that they can't even get on the roads and have communication problems in Haiti, they can't even get their stuff moving out there. So that is a hoax. They are not sending donating their time or stuff as of yet.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, so for those people that, you know, thought the situation, which, you know, we also thought, you know, prior, but, you know, we're being updated every day about new things that have happened in the situation with Haiti and stuff. And we'll have more information tomorrow also on the 6 o'clock show for How to Not on Lush Radio Online also. We got a new caller. Thank you, Natalia, for giving that information out, man. And if you listened to the show earlier, if you didn't catch the show tonight, you can also download it to get that information, or you can log on to www.streetcleansthemovement.ning.com or e2kmagazineonline.com.ning.com also, and we'll have the updated information on, you know, the organizations and everything like that that you can log on to help. Caller from the 205, you're live on Street Queens the Movement with our kings and queens. Peace. 205?
Oh, yeah, it's me. It's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. What's up?
What's up? Nothing. I'm in the... Hey, I had to sneak away from the computer for a minute. I'm in the break room. What's going on?
What's up? Peace, man. You know, we was just, you know, we was talking about, you know what I'm saying, how much we miss you and everything. You know, but we know you want work. You have work, but you know what I'm saying? You were definitely helping us out in the chat room and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's dedication right there, yo. She's going on her
right.
The show, you know what I'm saying? Ashley, what's your thoughts on the situation, Ash?
I've been watching it on CNN mostly all day, but, I mean, I'm just shocked, you know. It's Katrina was bad enough, but this is really, like, devastating, and I can't even imagine, you know, what they're going through over there. But all we could do is just donate our time and money and just keep sending up prayers for all the families that's over there and, you know, people that's here, you know, that have family that they haven't heard from. So you just have to keep them uplifted.
Definitely, man. And, you know, I know you was giving information about the UPS situation and everything like that also, stuff in the chat room. It's just crazy how people try to capitalize and play around when people are, like, in danger and going through it, man. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's really sick. I feel like they really need to, like, get down to the bottom of it, you know, because that's, like, the second or third hoax that I've heard of today. I know the first one was about the airline situation or whatever. But that's crazy. I think those people like that have too much time on their hands.
And people, what y'all think about the situation? They got a lot of people popping up these scams talking about donate here, and, you know, they donate into their own pockets, man. How do you guys feel about that situation, fellas and ladies?
It's damn selfish. It's damn selfish. I mean, again, you have to be careful because, again, a lot of people seek opportunity in destruction and sadness. You know what I'm saying? People are wolves for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to make a donation, make sure you do your research, you know. Don't just give out your money. You want it to go where it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? So make your educated decisions before you reach into your pockets. It's unfortunate that people got to be like that. I mean, I don't want to be mean, but people like that need to get messed up. That's the clean version of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get mean that she said messed up. I get cute. She said
hey,
messed
I'm
up.
I'm trying to keep it clean. You want me to get Bronx? I can get Bronx.
Yeah, get up. They get more messed up.
Seriously, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, what are your final thoughts? We're going to go down the line and give our final thoughts on the situation, and then we're going to go into the segment called the New, talking about the new events that we got going on this week, that's going down this week and in the following month. We want to start with Ebony. Ebony, you know what I'm saying, what are your final thoughts on the situation, ladies? Ebony, what's your final thoughts on the situation with Haiti?
My final thoughts for all that is going on with Haiti is just we just need to just really unite together, and we just need to continue it. I mean, this just can't be a one-time thing.
Let's talk like this.
I feel that this is our tragedies are going to be coming among us. I don't think this is going to be the last tragedy. I think we need to find some type of system, get some type of structure so when tragedy does happen to other countries, how we have the resources somewhere available just for that. Because, you know, who knows when it's going to happen to them, and we need to be prepared. And right now we are not prepared. And this would be a wake-up call, like one of our kings was saying. This needs to be a wake-up call. Everybody needs to find we need to have some type of toll-free thing or text something to an organization to where there's going to be a devastation when we don't have to do it all at the last minute, that it can just be there. You know, sacrifice something, you know, once a month until it's actually needed.
That's true.
There needs to be some type of structure somewhere, you know, that we have in place for disasters like this, because we're not prepared for it.
Definitely. And you know what? Since you know we're talking about Haiti and everything, in Haiti they do this thing called the susu, and most of the people in New York, they know what the susu is, you know what I'm saying? Most of the Haitians do the susu just like Tina Fortune does for the single parents. Everybody puts money in the pot. And then, you know, that rotation, the person gets it, you know, whatever's going through. I suggest that, you know what I'm saying, we start doing like a big pot susu, so if situations happen, we can reach in that money to help a situation, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Whether it's whether it's $10, $20, whatever, we throw them in the pot in the susu and we put it towards whatever disaster situation or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
You take out the money, so this will kind of be a reinvented susu where the money kind of just really stays.
It's a reinvented susu, like Emma said. So it's like that. So
it's
I think
street queen susu.
The street queen
susu. Susu in honor of Haiti for real, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, do that situation. And Natalia, what's your final thoughts on the situation?
I just want everybody, you know, let them not just be a week thing that we're going, like a week-long thing, like 2 weeks. This is, we need to feel this. And just know that we need to be helping everybody all the time. I mean, not to extend what we're doing for people, but there's people always in need. It's not just at this moment when tragedy hits us that we need to be aware of our fellow brothers and our neighbors and everything. And I just want everybody to continue praying. We have a lot of loved ones and family members and friends that are Haiti right now that we're trying to find out information on. And I just, everybody's prayers, you know. We in the last days, you know, and I'm unfortunate that this happened. And we just got to get close to our loved ones and just realize, you know, it's important how we treat people now and how we lead by example.
Definitely. And Ashley, I know you taking your break and everything, man. Ashley, what's your final thought on everything, man?
What I said earlier, you know, we just gotta continue to pray about the situation. And I know, like, a lot of people, like through Twitter or whatever, I've seen a lot of people saying that, Hurricane Katrina hit, and they didn't respond to us this fast. But you know, you have to put certain things in the past, you know. This is, you know, right now, and those people are steadily in need. And, you know, there's no telling how many, you know, are trapped and some are dead. And, like, today I was looking on TV and I saw the guy was talking and they had the cameras focused on the dudes working. And when they pulled the body out, it was a half of a body, you know, stuff like that.
You just have to
pray about the situation and keep moving. And this is definitely, you know, not the last, you know, tragedy that we're going to have. And, like, I think it was Ebony, like she said, you know, we have to be prepared for situations like this. You know, not saying we're going to know when it's going to hit, but, you know, we have to have some kind of stability and structure. So, you know, basically just keep doing it, you know, every day so we'll have something built up.
Definitely. And, like, that's why we said Street Queens of Movement, we don't just do a show. We actually go out in the community and help. Emma, my H Boon Coon, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and all these ladies that we have on the line, we all do things in the community. Street Queens, the movement, we done help children with their prom. We done help the homeless, single families, you know what I'm saying, coat drives, all that. This is something we do every day, even if it's somebody standing in line and they don't have enough money to buy their groceries, you know what I'm saying? Get them that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, treat others like you want to be treated, for real. Like, I mean, that stuff is serious. You get your blessings in the end, and that's real talk right there. Emma, you know what I'm saying, what's your final thoughts on the situation, Emma?
Well, I think I'm going to wrap up my final thoughts in something that people say I inspire them in some of the things that I'll be sending out, but today I got inspired by my friend Molly that sent me something. I'm going to read it to share to you. I hope that it inspires you guys. Is entitled Calm Down, Shut Up, Quit Tripping. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. So many times we make situations more than they are due to our anxiety. Calm down. God has your life under control. He knows how to handle even the seemingly complex situation with ease. Shut up. Stop having pity parties and talking about your business all the time. Don't you know that the power of death and life is in the tongue? Stop speaking negative things into existence in your life and in others. Quit tripping. When you look at your situations through your eyes, you often read more into the situation than what is there. It's not as bad as you think, particularly if God is in your life. Stop overanalyzing your life. Be courageous. Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear is not of God. Have the courage to step out on faith and do the seemingly impossible. Start your own business, go into the ministry, apply for that promotion. Anything that you have been afraid to do and you know that God has called you to do, just do it. Have confidence. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Remember, greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. You have the power of the Most High God working in you, and you have his son steadily making intercessions for you. You have nothing to worry about. Walk with your head up. You say you have low self-esteem. Somebody told you that you've never amount to anything. The devil is a liar.
know that you are somebody, not because Jesus said it, but because you are a child of the King. Walk in the victory. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Does anything else need to be said? The jury has been out and the verdict is in. You win. In your finances, you win. On your job, you win. In your relationships, married, single, divorced, family, friends, you win. In your health, you win. God has already worked it out for you. It may not come the way you think it should come or when you think it should, but remember, calm down, shut up, and quit tripping. He's working it out for your good in his time. Do not ask the Lord to guide your footsteps if you are not willing to move your feet. Be blessed today. And that's what
yes.
I was saying.
Woo!
That was powerful.
That was
deep.
That was very powerful.
That was a blessing, right, Emma? That was a blessing,
yes,
man.
I got early today, and I've been inspired all day about it. And then with all this, you know, we all need encouragement, man. We just need to stay encouraged, stay inspired, and just keep going.
Definitely, yo. That was a blessing right there, man. For real.
Whoever's on my Facebook, they probably got it. So.
I got it actually in the email. We're going to post it up on Street Queens, the movement site.
Okay.
I posted it up on it because that definitely is inspiring. Lissette, what's your final thoughts, Lissette? Swag, what's your final thoughts, Swag? Swag, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. My final thoughts on it is that I'm still saddened by the whole situation, but my final thoughts would definitely be we got to definitely continue to unite and share this knowledge, because a lot of things I learned on the show tonight I actually didn't know about. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing my own little research, but a lot of the things that were brought up by, you know, a lot of people on the call helped me out, you know, to expand. Now, I'm actually online right now doing research, like, because of the things I heard. So I think we got to continue to share that knowledge. But most importantly, let's continue to share love with one another, because that's the only thing that's going to help us heal through this time.
That's peace. That's peace for real, God. And my brother from another mother, Ren, what do you think about it, King? Your last
word. I got mixed emotions. I'm saddened by the atrocity, and then I'm angered by all the hoax and the all that bull, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I mean, it's like, I don't know, man. Me, as a black man, you know what I'm saying, who descend from the African diaspora, man, I really feel disrespected whenever it's something related to, you know, my people or somebody related to my people. People want to play games like that. So, you know what I mean? You know, come on, man. People need to wake their game up and quit tripping. You know, so, but, you know, to the families, man, like, you know, like, I know somebody has said this, and I know I'm just pretty much echoing what everybody has said already, so I don't want to just go through that, but, you know, I do give my condolences out to all those families, man, who lost loved ones, and still buried in rubbish, and the whole get, man, it's, man, wow, so.
Definitely, man, that's peace. I think we got Lissette back with Lissette. What was your final thoughts, Queen?
I gotta be honest. It's so hard to put it into words, but I do customer service during the day, and I deal with like 100 customers a day. I speak to a lot of people, and I'm working on, you know, somebody's account, and this one lady tells me, she goes, "Oh, thank you so much for your help. Just so you know, my family has, you know, is in Haiti." And when she said that, I felt goosebumps all over my body. Like, I, you know, the phone call went silent for a second, because I just
for one moment, for that 1 second, I felt her. You know what I mean? I felt her heart when she told me that. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't say much. She just said, you know, the one sentence, my family's in Haiti, you know? And I just felt so sad when I heard that. I felt so sad that I was like, there's got to be something that I could do. You know, this every little bit counts. Tonight, while everybody goes to bed or lays down in a warm bed and have their blankets, they have, just know that somebody out there ain't got no bed. They ain't got no food. They ain't got no water. They ain't got nothing. You know, every little bit counts. And if you have one shirt, if you have a can of food, if you have something, you know, $5, make a donation, because every little bit counts. I couldn't help but feel so sad for that lady, and I can't even express my sadness in words. I can't. The only thing I'm saying is that I'm putting my part. Again, I'm doing an open mic next month. We're going to be collecting all types of items for the next, I guess, how long does it take? I mean, I don't know. It's going to be ongoing. Every little bit counts. That's my final thoughts.
Definitely, man. That's peace, man. This is like, this has been like one of the strongest shows for real, like in this year, man. This is serious right here, man. We got a caller from the 904. You're live on Street Queens, the Movement. Peace. You're here
Florida.
With the Queens, the Kings. 904.
Hey, Queens. This is Tina Fortune. I wanted to call in.
Hey, Tina. How you doing?
Awesome.
Peace,
I'm good. Hey, ladies, I'm sorry it's the end of the show, but I had to do something real quick and jump off. But listen, I was talking with somebody earlier on the radio, too, and, you know, times like this are why you hear my passion and fervor about getting our finances in order, because it's one thing to be able to pray for people, but you know what? Our action and our money as a tool is so much more effective, and that is why we have to continue to build our cash reserves. Because what's happening now is people are taking what they really even still don't have. We got to, as a community, we have to be able to pool our resources, pool our money, pool our products, pool our services, work together and build our communities up so that we can give when we have these type of needs come. We have to be able, you know, for our neighbors and our loved ones and whomever, to, if they need to fly here, we have to get credit savvy. And we have to learn how to get our finances in order. So I wanted to say that because, it's really, you know, it's one thing, like I said, to pray for the people, but there are certain needs that we just have, and we have to be able to do it. So here in Jacksonville, Florida, I partner with Save Africa Global. She's one of my sisters in another organization, and we partnered our nonprofits together, and we're having a fundraiser that she's taking care of, but the Spark will also be doing some donations on behalf of the organization.
Like I said, you know, Street Queens Movement, like I said, whatever we can do to, you know what I'm saying, sponsor. I know we're doing, you know, everybody's doing their individual stuff, but I might have to talk to you offline. Whatever we can do, you know, to help out, you know what I'm saying, just let us know. Give us the location and everything for the situation going out there in Jacksonville.
We are Jacksonville, Florida. The place for the fundraiser will be held. It's called the Realting Cafe, and I believe it's downtown Jacksonville off Main Street. But, again, the nonprofit down here, Save Africa Global, their specific target is, of course, it's in Sierra Leone. They're building, I mean, they're doing all kind of things right now. But, like I said, we partnered as well with them.
That's what's up. And if you guys don't know, Tina Fortune is our guru right here. This is our guru about living financially free, you know what I'm saying? And she definitely, you know, drops her jewels. This woman right here is a beast. I'm telling you, you need to log on to
her
site.
Follow her on Twitter.
It's at Tina Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
You need to follow her. She also has a wonderful show also at 10 o'clock, like around 10, in a few minutes
or
so.
I'm actually on. Yeah, let me jump off and jump on. I just wanted to make sure I showed some love. So God bless you all, and I'll talk to you soon, Queens.
God bless you too. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen. You know, y'all definitely need to support her. She has a wonderful show. Support her movement also. She's a queen also. And, man, I just had to say this was a powerful show today, man. Like, we appreciate all of y'all. Same time, same place, each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. All the beautiful queens and kings will be live on the line. And you can check us out at streetqueensmovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement.
Yes, I got a quick question.
And also, we got to go ahead and shout out different events that's going on this week. Emma, go ahead.
Naveen's performing live this Saturday. The address is 413 East 144th Street, and it's between Willis and Brook Avenue. The proceedings to this for this event is going to Denisha Rose McDuffie. We lost her some time ago, but she doesn't have a headstone yet, and most of the proceedings are going for that. Also, we're collecting food for the people in Haiti. So anybody got anything to donate, there's going to be a collection done there as well, as long as being it's also Nairain's release party. The invited guests for that are Def Jam, High 97, Power 105, E2K Magazine, Sony Music, and RAU Inc., and also the Street Queens.
That's definitely what it is, man. Also, like I said, this Saturday, Hip Hop for Haiti is going down in the DMV. Y'all can go to my Twit Picks on Twitter and check that out. Support that if you're in the DMV. The fourth annual Original DMV Awards is this Sunday. I'll be on the red carpet and with Natasha Brown working that situation. And with part of the proceeds, we'll be going to help the people in Haiti also. So, you know, anybody out there that got situations going on to help with Haiti, please post it on streetqueensthemovement.ning.com or e2kickmagazineonline.com or lushradioonline.com, blog it, whatever. We need to spread this information. Don't keep the information to yourself. Call Red Cross at 1-800-733-2767, man, for real. And I love all of y'all, man. This was a great show. You know what I'm saying? This is ongoing. It don't stop today. We're going to continue to donate. We're going to continue to spread the information. We're going to continue to educate the people and save our community and help our community. This is what we do. Positive people doing positive things. This is what the foundation of Street Queens, the movement, is based upon. You know what I'm saying? Kings and queens coming together to make positive, you know what I'm saying, impacts on the community and society for real. So that's what it is, man. I got to thank all the callers, all the listeners, Ashley, TDI, Lynx, Lissette, Emma, Ebony, Natalia, Renesse's Peoples, Swag, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I could thank myself, but, you know what I'm saying, it's about the people.
I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you, Lush. Thank you, Lush.
You're
such a Lush.
Lush.
Love you, Lush. Love you.
I love all of y'all, man. And we're going to end this joint off with a quick prayer real quick, man. Oh, Heavenly Father, we call upon you. You are awesome God, a good God, a wonderful God. Without you, there is no us. We call upon you today because our brothers and our sisters are suffering right now in Haiti. We ask you, God, to connect people that have lost ones that are there that cannot connect with their family, brothers and sisters, mothers, grandmothers. Please, God, reconnect these people. Please be able to keep their spirits uplifted through this tragedy, God. For all the people that have family in Haiti right now, keep them uplifted. Keep that hope in their bodies and keep them in their bosom. And, God, please put your blessings upon them, God. Please be able, whatever people are who are donating and everything, God, make sure they're able to provide the money and supplies that they need in the right proper places. Don't let the devil touch or be upon it. Whatever devil that tries to come upon it, God, take it away, God. No weapon, shape, or form shall prosper against us, God. You are a wonderful God, an awesome God, a forgiving God, and a loving God. And, God, without you, there is no us, God. I want you to watch over our brothers and sisters in Haiti. Watch over the families that are here in America. Watch over all of the people that are on the people that called in on the line to show their love. Watch over all of our brothers and sisters, street queens and kings, God, and bless them and their families, God, and continue to help them to be able to give and let their life be plentiful, God. Guide them in the straight path, God, and we call upon you, God. You are a good God and awesome God. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Peace.
Amen.
Peace, everybody, man. And, yo, we love you, Haiti, man. You know what I'm saying? Sac passe. You know what I'm saying? And je t'aime in French. We love you, yo. I love you, Haiti, man. We love you, and we got your back. You know what I mean? For real. And we out of here, man. Street Queens, the movement, same time, same place, each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, man. You want to see wonderful kings and queens coming together to make positive moves in the community, man. And I'm going to play that song again. Say your prayer for Haiti, man. Make sure you donate, man. Like Tina Fortune say, donate. We can't just sit there, you know, talk about it, be about it. Walk the walk, don't talk the talk, baby. Let's do it.
Not a second for another minute. Not an hour, another day. But at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was a yes.